in the Rosh and Ois Kufhei. Al Tischaver, Adam Ra, Vechote, Vekasa, Nuxil. So it gives you four different types of guys not to hang out with. Person who's Ra. So Ra is a person who's Ra. In general, uses of Ra means Ben Olam Chaveroi. So he's a person who doesn't act properly vis-a-vis other people. Vechote more describes Ben Olam Mokim. Not that there isn't a chate involved in being Olam Chaveroi either, but usually it's used that type of usage. A kaisen means even if there's nothing wrong, just he loses his anger. And a ksil is a fool. Pen tovi klimois olecha. So the Rosh adds that joining any one of these people, I'm going to give you a motivation not to, because you'll end up being embarrassed. There's an element of embarrassment to be connected with these type of people. So they do something which is inappropriate. So you, as that person's chaver, will be indicted as well, so it's not worth it. That's how the Rav Chassel Sarna in his Iyunim touches the point of the Rosh, because obviously the problem of being mischaver to Olam Ra and Chote is probably more than just because you might be embarrassed. It's intrinsically not a good thing. So what are some of the... he spoke before a little bit about the importance of getting a chaver Nemun, so now he's saying that the flip side of that is not being mischaber to an Olam Ra or to a Chote. So Rambam says, famous Rambam, that we're influenced by the company that we keep. And if you're living in a society where nobody's acting the way you would like to act, so you have to, as it were, leave society and go out into the midbar and close yourself off from that society. So, because the person, the tendency of the person is to be nimshach after that which he's exposed to, which we see in so many different ways. It's like it's scary. The sensitivities that people have are affected by who they're with. The person can be more sensitive to a certain issue, and he hangs with people which are more coarse, and he becomes less sensitive to the issue. It doesn't. So the Olam Ra, right? So he's a person who's he's. Ben Olam Chaver is not appropriate. He's a bully. He's a person who's biting sarcasm. He steals. He is ma'ana people. He's mazik. Any one of those would go into that. So why would you want to be a chaver to such a person? Like, what's the motive? Like, so, well, he's fun to be with, right? But you realize as it's happening that you're becoming less sensitive to these issues. The Mishnah says, "Yishmi harchik b'shachin ro, yishmi not miskarbal l'rosha." There is a obvious nothing. You can't be miskarbal l'rosha. I feel the karbal l'tara. So you have this goal of now the average person nowadays, the halacha gishuv tereish nishpa. What's the official title, etc. But even if you say that it's not, it doesn't have the halachic issue of a rosh, fine. I'm not busy labeling it's not the issue. But the person has to understand that you're going to be affected. You're going to be affected by it. I had a situation, it's a chinuch situation, where there was a relative who was a third person. And family X is going to be with their relative for a period of time. They were concerned about the hashpoa on their children. So they spoke to a person who's his field of expertise is chinuch, and he's very well regarded in that respect. He said, you really have to say what you can't leave your children under that person's care. You have to be with them. And whenever he says something which you would be presenting a negative motive, how we deal with things, etc., and you need to counter it with, like, in our house, we do it differently. So it's going to be very annoying to the relative, but the kid is going to hear an alternate version. Because if you allow a child who's impressionable to just be exposed to that version, he's going to absorb that's called normal. And he's going to do it himself. And the more precocious the child, the more challenged that is. Because the more he notices, the more he absorbs. So you want to constantly counterbalance it. So they came back to me hearing my thoughts on it because of the. So I did say that. So there's really two points over here. There's one point is there's a buildup. If you're exposed to something one time, it affects you a certain amount. Exposed to multiple times in a row, it has a greater effect because of the buildup. Each time you interrupt the buildup, you lessen that effect. So he wasn't exposed to five times in a row the same type of role modeling, a certain negative type of action. He was exposed to it, and then it was counterbalanced. So even if the counterbalance wasn't perfect, but it definitely minimizes the impact that it has on the child. But we live in a society, I think, you know, the biggest challenge in the world of Adam Ra, Leitzonus is in cynicism. Like, the sort of Leitzonus is cutting something down. Like, so it's something you respect and you look at it, it's not so harsh. Right? So you take it off of the pedestal. We tend to only learn from things which are on a pedestal. And we live in this society which, like, that's the in thing. Like, there's nothing on a pedestal. Everything is subject to be cut down to size. Ain't getting no respect around here, right? So, in the society. And that's one of the most negative things you can expose a person to, a child to, etc. Says the Maimer, which says Litzon Achas is Teichem Meir Techachas. One Litzonus can do away with 100 Musa Shmuzim. So I once heard from one of Rebbeim. He said it doesn't mean 100 Musa Shmuzim. It means 100 Musa Shmuzim which the person absorbed and listened to. It might be out of 10,000 Musa Shmuzim, and one Litzonus can knock the whole thing out. So that's like an extraordinary thought process. So why do you want to be around such a person? It's just like I have this aura that there's a lot of conversation nowadays about the willingness of people to be so negative and coarse and degrading and denigrating and all those fancy English words about other people. So we almost become jaded and cynical, like, you know, like, is there any goodness left in the world? So somebody put this out to me a little while back that they have various different people which post different forms of media good deeds that people are doing. And they get, like, tremendous amount of views. A video of somebody doing X, you know, that nice thing, it gets millions of views. What does it say to me? It says to me, people really do like Tov, and people really do connect with Tov. And they want to know that the world is good still. It, you know, in the comments, you restore my faith in humanity. Right? It's a very powerful statement. I was grappling with, you know, has society totally deteriorated? The answer is no. The media is playing up that society is a society in crisis. The world is in crisis. You know, everything's in crisis. You know, like, based on that's what sells newspapers. You know, it was a wonderful day. Everything worked out great, and people smiled at each other. Just not selling newspapers. Soon it will, because it'll be such an extraordinary thing that, you know, everybody was nice and they smiled at each other, and, you know. And they held hands and they danced together. Like, you know, right now, that ain't happening. So the media's job is to maintain themselves, like any business. And therefore, they have to manufacture crises. But the reality is that there's a lot of good in the world. And a tremendous amount of it. It's just, it's not loud. Who was it that said, was it Churchill? He says, a lie can spread halfway around the world before the truth gets its pants on. Right? So we hear this message of, like, you know, it's not true. People are good. People like good. People like feeling good. People like doing good. People like appreciate and respect. But there's so much of this message of that's negative. So, like, there's a lot of people out there that are nice, sweet people. Just hang out with them. You know, people connect to them. They're going to create your mode of thought. Bobby Shulman said a fascinating story. So he was living in Muncie, commuting to Manhattan, and so you sit in traffic an hour and a half plus, and you get to work and you come home, you know, and you're not in a good mood. And he realized that what was happening was that he was carpooling with a group of people that they spent the whole ride twitching. This is not good, that's not good, why does he do this, why she did that, da, 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 da. He said, I'm going to try something else. He stopped going by carpool, he drove himself. He recorded Shurim that he wanted to listen to and play them back during the travel time. And says he ended up being a much happier person because he wasn't exposed to this constant negativity. And so he created a positive atmosphere around himself. And a person can do that. So one of the very important elements of doing that is who are your friends. So it's one example of this Chavrulotim Ra, or a Choyte. The Kaisen and the Ksil really, you know, I'm not going to really spend time on it, but if you think about it, if you hang out with a Ksil, even if you're not a Ksil, you're a Ksil. Because it's foolish to hang out with a fool. So if you hang out with a fool, you're foolish by definition. Even if you're the smartest guy in the world, some people do stupid things. They're still too stupid, right? They're still acting foolish. So hanging out with a person who's like Heisen or Axiel, I'm sorry, I can't let you anything other than, like, you know, you're not really thinking through what you're doing. That's being gentle.